Dr. Pinsky with a male IME named Timothy Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. Timothy Turner is a 40-year-old male who reports he injured his lower back at work on 4-8-21, but he was picking up a rack of candy and had extreme back pain. Apparently he works in the retail store of CVS, and this was a routine task he performed. Apparently he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to what he understands to be a diagnosis of several bulging discs. Apparently he had several injections, as well as an intracept procedure that brought him 50% relief for 1 month. Apparently he completed his course of active care 2 to 3 months ago. Apparently he denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. Apparently he admits to subsequently being involved in a car accident with a deer. Apparently this caused spasm in the middle of his back, treated with muscle relaxers. Apparently he improved within 1 week. Apparently a new paragraph. As for his claim petition, Mr. Turner alleged he injured his back while lifting a bin on 4-8-21. Bed medical records show he was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room that same day. Period. He related he was at work lifting a heavy object weighing about 50 pounds when he felt a pulling sensation in his back. Period. He remained uncomfortable despite using Motrin. Period. He was treated and released. Period. On 5-4-21, he was seen by Dr. Famador, F-A-M-A-D-O-R, at Virtual Occupational. Period. She noted at the emergency room he had x-rays of the lumbar spine that were normal. Period. He was then taking medications. Period. He was off for 3 days and then returned to work pain-free. Period. Resumed regular activities. Period. As the days passed, he noticed the pain progressed again. Now involving the left side of his back as well. Period. There was no new injury, nor was there numbness or tingling. Period. He relates he had urinary incontinence in bed the day after the injury, but none since. Period. He did not have any bowel incontinence. Period. About 8 years ago, he was involved in a car accident and had a back injury. Period. This involved his mid-back, which is different than the current location. Period. He also related his left elbow hurts if he leans on it too long. Period. Exam found decreased range of motion, but neurologic intact presentation. But he was diagnosed with lower back strain. He was prescribed ibuprofen and a lidoderm patch. Period. Physical therapy was also recommended. Period. He followed up here through 8-12-21. I think that's 7-13-21. When therapy was to be continued, period, he was also referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. The paragraph, he was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Schwartz on 7-19-21. In addition to the subject event, he had a past medical history significant for previous back injuries relating to a few motor vehicle accidents. The last one was about 3 to 4 years ago. He denied having any back issues at the time of this most recent work-related injury of 4-8-21. Period. X-rays of the lumbar spine did not show any significant bony abnormality. Period. Exam found restricted range of motion, but negative straight leg raising, both in the sitting and supine positions. Period. Dr. Schwartz diagnosed the lumbar strain and started him on meloxicam. Period. An MRI was also ordered. Period. This was done on 8-10-21. That showed mild disc bulges at each level from L3 through S1, semicolon right foraminal disc protrusion at L3-4, semicolon left foraminal disc protrusion at L4-5. Period. Dr. Schwartz reviewed these results with him on 8-12-21. appeared since he did not feel capable of returning back to his normal job duties, he would be kept on present work restrictions that preclude him from returning to work. Dr. Schwartz then referred him to a spine surgeon. Period. New paragraph. To that end, he was seen by Dr. Momi on 8/24/21. Period. He had a history of low back and neck pain following a motor vehicle accident in 2010, re-exacerbated after a motor vehicle accident in 2015. Period. Following both accidents, he had therapy for about a year and experienced full resolution of his symptoms. Period. He then was involved in the work accident of 4/8/21. Period. His course of treatment to date was noted. Period. He reviewed the MRI and performed a clinical exam. Period. He thought it demonstrated L3-S1 disc desiccation with herniations. Period. There was a right-sided high-intensity zone along the nerve at L3-4 and on the left at L4-5. Period. There was mild bilateral subarticular stenosis at L5-S1 and bilateral foraminal narrowing at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. Period. Straight leg resume maneuvers were negative. Period. There was full range of motion about the lumbar spine with no tenderness or spasm. Period. Dr. Momi suggested injection treatment and continued activity modification. Period. On 1/4/22, he accepted facet injections from Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Period. This label repeated on 4/25/22. With injections to the sacroiliac joints. Period. On 6/23/22, he performed a sacroiliac joint medial branch block. Period. Mr. Turner had an epidural injection on 9/1/22 by Dr. Patel. Period. On 12/6/22, he had an Intracept procedure. Parentheses, thermal destruction of intraosseous basivertebral, BASIVERTEBRAL nerve, plus parentheses, period. More specifically, it was percutaneous image-guided lumbar radio frequency ablation. Of the basivertebral nerve at the level L5 and S1 levels. Period. He was followed by Dr. Momi in conjunction with those injections. Period. Their last visit was on 2/3/23. Period. They discussed potential surgical intervention. Period. Various approaches were discussed in more detail. Period. Since he was doing well from the Intracept procedure, he was deemed at maximum medical improvement at that time. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Turner was seen by his primary care physician named Dr. Venuti, V-E-N-E-T-I. 10/31/22, period. He was being seen after a motor vehicle accident. Period. He was sent for x-rays of the cervical and thoracolumbar spine, as well as chest. Period. He needed physical therapy and orthopedic evaluation if not improved. Period. He was prescribed anti-inflammatory, analgesic, and muscle relaxant medication. Period. Okay. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed psoriasis-like lesions in the antecubital areas, irregular in shape. Period. These were treated medically as a child. Period skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. Lumbar sacral, he was able to walk on his heels, eliciting low back tenderness. Period, he declined attempting to stand on his toes. Period, he did sit comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees with discomfort. Period, extension bilateral rotation of the side band were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period, and then normal through, he was mildly tender to palpation at the lumbar sacral junction. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 65 degrees. Each elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Impressions. On 4/8/21, Timothy Turner experienced low back pain when he was lifting a rack of candy at work that weighed approximately 50 pounds. Period. He describes this was not a task out of the ordinary. Period. He was seen at the emergency room. Where x-rays were negative. Period, he followed up at virtual occupational. He treated conservatively for the next several weeks. Period, however, he remained symptomatic. Period, it was noted he had a history of prior low back problems. Period, in the paragraph, Dr. Schwartz performed an orthopedic evaluation and had him undergo a lumbar MRI on 8/10/21 to be inserted. Period, he then was seen by Dr. Patel, who performed a series of injections to the lumbar spine. Period, the last of these was an intracept procedure with significant relief. Period, concurrently is being followed by neurosurgeon Dr. Momi. Period, as of 2/3/23, he discharged Mr. Turner back to full duty. Period. And underline this, the record review list has not only an 8/10/21 MRI, but another one from 9/29/22. Period. The results of that latter MRI should also be inserted where they go chronologically. Period. I don't believe I had this. I described this earlier. The paragraph, the current examination found there to be variable but essentially full range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period, although supine spread leg raises and maneuvers elicited low back tenderness, they did not elicit radicular complaints. Period, sitting straight leg raises and maneuver was negative bilaterally at 90 degrees. Period, normal tension signs were negative. Period, in the paragraph, relative to the subject event, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back. Period, it is evident that Mr. Turner has had several prior episodes of traumatic back pain before the subject event. Period, it is unclear whether he had MRI studies during those treatments. Period, he also was involved in another non-work-related motor vehicle accident on 10/31/22. He claimed this involved his mid-back and not the lower back. He saw Dr. Venuti, who initiated him in conservative care. But as of 2/3/23, Dr. Momi discharged him from treatment. Period. I believe his findings after the subject event were similar to those that predated it. Period, I would offer 3.5% permanent partial total disability referral to the lower back, regardless of cause, and unrelated to the subject incident. Period, the morphology and distribution of his disc and facet joints correlate with chronic abnormalities. Period, they could not have been caused acutely by the single event of 4/8/21. Period. And that is the end.